If God's people keep rebelling, why doesn't he finally give up on them and on us? In Ezekiel chapter 20, God walks Israel's elders through a painful history of idolatry, judgment, scattering, and restoration, and he keeps repeating one shocking reason for his mercy. God says, "I acted for the sake of my name." Today, we'll see how God's steadfast love for Israel, the land he calls the glory of all lands, becomes a living billboard of his faithfulness to his nation and to his bride, the church, and why they should drive us to repentance, courage, and confidence in a hostile culture. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, check us out at fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. If you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. Your $5, $10 a month really does help us out. Also, if you enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. If you're in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. We are in Old Testament Tuesday. And so we are going to go through the chapter of Ezekiel. Now, it's a little bit longer chapter, so most of this will be simply just reading the Word of God together. I hope you enjoy it. Now, in the seventh year, in the fifth month of the tenth of the month, certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of the Lord and sat before me. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Son of man, speak to the elders of Israel and say to them, thus says the Lord God, do not come to inquire of me. As I live, declares the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you. Will you judge them, son of man? Make them know the abominations of their fathers. And say to them, thus says the Lord God, on the day when I chose Israel," look at that right there, God chose Israel, "and swore to the descendants of the house of Jacob," remember the covenants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who later becomes Israel. For all those who want to do replacement theology that say that the church has replaced Israel, God says otherwise here in the book of Ezekiel, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He says, "On that day when I chose Israel and swore to the descendants of the house of Jacob and made myself known to them in the land of Egypt, when I swore to them, saying, I am the Lord the God, your God. On that day I swore to them to bring them out from the land of Egypt into a land that I had selected for them." Okay, again, want to point out, God selected the land of Israel for the Jewish people, a land flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. God considers the land of Israel the glory of all lands. "I said to them, cast away each of you the detestable things of his eyes, and do not defile yourself with the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. But they rebelled against me and were not willing to listen to me. They did not cast away their detestable things of their eyes, nor did they forsake the idols of Egypt. Then I resolved to pour out my wrath." That's very important. So God said, hey, follow after me, leave all the idolatry of Egypt behind. We're done with that. And they resolved not to do that. Then God pours out his wrath. "I resolved to pour out my wrath on them to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I acted for the sake of my name." You're going to notice this over and over and over, that God is acting for the sake of his name. Now notice God chose the land. Notice that he says it's the glory of all lands. He chose this land for the land of Israel, the Jewish people. And he's doing this all for his own namesake, not for the righteousness of the Jews or the righteousness of Israel, that it should not be profaned in the sight of the nations. And he has this motive. He says, Israel is the testimony that I have chosen them, and this is so that all the other nations will know this, among whom they have lived, in whose sight I made myself known to them by bringing them out of the land of Egypt. So I took them out of the land of Egypt and brought them into the wilderness. I gave them my statutes and informed them of my ordinances, by which if a man observes them, he will live. Same for today. Follow God's word and you're going to live. Also, I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord who sanctifies them. God is sanctifying the nation of Israel. Think about that for a moment. God is sanctifying the nation of Israel, and God is sanctifying you, his bride. He says this, "But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They did not walk in my statutes, and they rejected my ordinances, by which if a man observes them, he will live. And my Sabbaths they greatly profaned. Then I resolved to pour out my wrath on them in the wilderness to annihilate them. But I acted for the sake of my name," second time, sake of his name, "that it should not be profaned in the sight of the nations." So one of the key components of how God interacts with Israel, it's for his name's sake, and so that the other nations will not profane him. "Before whose sight I had brought them out." So all the nations, we all know that Israel is God's chosen nation. And whether we like that or not, God chose them. "Also, I swore to them in the wilderness that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands." Second time, glory of all lands. God does not like it when we try to divide his land. "Because they rejected my ordinances. And as for my statutes, they did not walk in them. They even profaned my Sabbaths, for their hearts continually went after their idols." We need to learn from our older brother Israel, and that our hearts can manufacture idols very, very quickly. "Yet my eye spared them rather than destroying them, and I did not cause their annihilation in the wilderness. I said to their children in the wilderness, 'Do not walk in the statutes of your fathers, or keep their ordinances, or defile yourself with their idols. I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and observe them. Sanctify my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Lord your God.' But the children rebelled against me." Are you seeing the pattern here? So many times, I don't know how many conversations per week do I have with people who say, "Well, look at Israel. They're not godly. How would God choose them? And they say all these things. And I say to them very clearly, "Have you not read your Old Testament? Have you not read that God says that they were that way, have been that way, and will be that way? And that it's not about them, but it's about God's love for them and having chose them and set them apart." And then I transition over to this. "Do you not understand the gospel message that you were an enemy of the cross? You were not a good person when you came to know Jesus, and he chose you to be his bride. He set you apart." This is why God's example of Israel being his chosen nation and the church being his bride is so incredibly important, because it's not based on self-righteousness. It's based upon God's grace. "But the children rebelled against me, and they did not walk in my statutes, nor were they careful to observe my ordinances, by which if a man observes them, he will live." I'm going to say it again. Follow God's word and you will live. "They profaned my Sabbath, so I resolved to pour out my wrath on them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. But I withdrew my hand and acted for the sake of my name," third time, "that it should not be profaned in the sight of the nations in whose sight I had brought them out." God cares about his namesake. This is why at FPIW and FPIW Action, we are changing our hearts so that we change the public square. God cares about his namesake. We are the bride of Christ. We need to purify ourselves and be ready as the bride of Christ. God's going to deal with his nation, the nation of Israel, and God is going to purify his bride, the church. "Also, I swore to them in the wilderness that I would scatter them among the nations and disperse them among the lands." This is what is so silly with those that say the May 14, 1948 was not a real event and that Israel being reinstated as a nation, it has no significance. Oh, really? Ezekiel just said it does. He says, "I scattered them among the nations and dispersed them among the lands." This scattering that took place and this this disbursement that took place was pre ordained and foresaw by God. And we see that God said he'd bring the Israel nation back in one day. Because they had not observed my ordinances, but had rejected my statutes and had profaned my Sabbaths, and their eyes were on the idols of their fathers. I also gave them statutes that were not good and ordinances by which they could not live. And I pronounced them unclean because of their gifts, in that they caused all their firstborn to pass through the fire, so that I make them desolate, in order that they might know that I am the Lord. So the law was to point us to Christ. And the reason for the law is so that you would know that the Lord is the Lord. God wants you to know that he is God. Therefore, son of man, speak to the house of Israel and say to them, thus saith the Lord God, yet in this your fathers have blasphemed me by acting treacherously against me. When I had brought them into the land, which I swore to give to them. What did he do? When I had brought them into the land, which I had swore to give to them. And let me read it one more time, just in case you missed it. When I had brought them into the land, which I swore to give to them, then they saw every high hill and every leafy tree, and they offered their sacrifices, and they presented the provocation of their offering. There also they made their soothing aroma, and there they poured out their drink offerings. He says, you defiled the land. Then I said to them, what is this high place to which you go? So its name is called Bahama to this day. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, will you defile yourselves after the manner of your fathers and play the harlot after their detestable things? He says, are you going to follow in the footsteps of those who've gone before you? You're defiling not only my land, but you're defiling my Sabbaths. You're not keeping my word, and you've offered your children to the fire. When you offer your gifts, when you cause your sons to pass through the fire, you are defiling yourselves with all your idols to this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel? As I live, declares the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you. He says, hey, your sin has caused a separation. And I want to remind the bride of Christ, we need to have a heart of repentance to clean up all of our known idolatry and love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of us, our soul, with all of our might. What comes into your mind will not come about when you say, we will be like the nations, like the tribes of the lands, serving wood and stone. Israel has always struggled wanting to be like the other nations. And this is where we must understand God chose them, not based upon their righteousness, but based upon his divine calling. As I live, declares the Lord, surely with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with the wrath poured out, I shall be king over you. God says he will be king over the nation of Israel. I will bring you out from the peoples and gather you from the lands where you are scattered with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with wrath poured out. What does he say he will do? I will bring you out from the peoples and gather you from the lands where you are scattered with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with wrath poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the peoples, and there I will enter into judgment with you face to face. God shows his character right here. He's a God who's not afraid to go face to face. As I entered into judgment with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so I will enter into judgment with you, declares the Lord. I will make you pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the bond of the covenant. He says, I will. And I will purge you from the rebels and those who transgress against me. I will bring them out of the land where they sojourn, but they will not enter the land of Israel. Thus you will know that I am the Lord. What's the outcome statement? Thus you will know that I am the Lord. As for you, O house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, Go serve everyone his idols, but later you will surely listen to me. And my holy name you will profane no longer with your gifts and with your idols. For on my holy mountain, on the high mountain of Israel, declares the Lord God, there the whole house of Israel, all of them, will serve me in the land. There I will accept them, and there I will seek your contributions and the choicest of your gifts with all your holy things. As a soothing aroma, I will accept you when I bring you out from the peoples and gather you from the lands where you are scattered, and I will prove myself holy among you in the sight of the nations. What will God do? God will prove himself holy among Israel in the sight of all the other nations. I'm not sure if you're watching the international news, but I think a lot of this stuff is beginning to happen more and more. And God's been doing this. And you will know that I am the Lord. When I bring you into the land of Israel, into the land which I swore to give to your forefathers. Oh, he swore it. How good is God's word? Is God a God who is faithful to his word, to keep his word? There you will remember your ways and all your deeds with which you have defiled yourselves, and you will loathe yourself in your own sight for all the evil things you have done. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Are you seeing this pattern? Then you will know that I am the Lord when I have dealt with you for my name's sake. Not according to your evil ways or according to your corrupt deeds, O house of Israel, declares the Lord our God. He says, I'm not going to treat you according to your evil ways or according to your corrupt deeds. It's for my name's sake. And the outcome is that you will know that I am the Lord your God. Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, set your face towards Termah and speak against the south and prophesy against the forest land of the Negev and say to the forest of the Negev, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'm about to kindle a fire in you and it will consume every green tree in you as well as every dry tree. The blazing flame will not be quenched and the whole surface from the south to the north will be burned by it. All flesh will see that I, the Lord, have kindled it. It shall not be quenched. Then I said, ah, Lord God, they are saying to me, is he not just speaking parables? And that's how the chapter ends. So what can we learn? God loves Israel, his nation. God loves you, his church, his bride. And over God's sovereign plan, how God deals with Israel is a sign to us as a bride of his faithfulness. It's for his name's sake. As you walk into that workplace today, please note, God is faithful. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He is with you each and every step of the way. God is faithful to Israel. God is faithful to his bride. He is a chosen nation, a chosen people. It was him who chose the land for Israel. It's him who chose you. He loves you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for Israel and the wars that they're in right now. We pray that you will protect each and every individual, God. God, we know it's not for their own abilities or the things that they have done that they are loved by you. It's simply that you love them. God, help us to understand the gospel message, the good news of Jesus, that while we are yet enemies, Christ died for us. Help us to understand that our righteousness is as filthy rags to you. And God, would you place in us a purified heart, a heart that is totally sold out for you, God, changed and transformed from the inside out to walk in your ways. Let the word of God illuminate our hearts, our paths, our feet, our coming, our going, our sitting, our standing. Go before us today, God. Let every anti-Semitic behavior, anti-Israel behavior, every idea of dividing the land that's your land, let it be pulled down in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let you be glorified. We pray for our Jewish brothers who do not know you yet. Lord, will they have an encounter with the Messiah today? Would Jesus become Lord? Will they become a part of the remnant to know that you are God? We love you, God. God, for every Gentile that does not know you, Lord, would you draw them to the cross? Give them evidence of your resurrection. Let hope arise in their hearts today, and let their trust and their faith only be built upon your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we give you our heart. We give you our lives. We give you everything. We turn from our idols and our idolatry, and we say, Lord, be glorified, be magnified in us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.